It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of Golf DMV Podcast LB. I would say it's in studio, but we're not in studio. No. We're on location. LB's here.
It's like remote.
Yeah, this is exactly what it is. Remote. It's remote. And so you're going to hear some music in the background, hear people talking. Mm-hmm. LB's here on location. Vern's here on location.
What's happening?
Vern, what's up? Mm-hmm. And so also, we've got a very special friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Brenda Gilbert is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Say hi, Brenda.
She can also come to this mic if she wanted to, but that's okay. Right. It's all good. She's here. She's hanging out. We're at the Puff and Putt event at Lake Presidential, courtesy.
It's Putt and Puff.
Putt and Puff.
Because I put it wrong on our Instagram page, and I had to go back and fix it.
So you put Puff and Putt, it's Putt puff and Puff. And puff right. Well, did you putt at all today?
No, I didn't putt, but I did hit driver,
right.
8-iron, 9-iron, and hybrid.
And you did Puff.
Yo, I did puff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to puff again when this podcast is over.
Absolutely. I put on at Lake Presidential by our buddy Desiree Walker from Road to Par. We're going to have her on the show a little bit later on to talk about Road to Par, her vision behind it, and how she gets people out. She's got a pretty nice crowd out here at Lake Presidential. Yeah. She does several events out here, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And I think Golf DMV may just make several appearances.
Absolutely. Whether we are recording
somebody's a few
or
puffs
not.
And drinks into the
yes, I'm only about three drinks in already.
Here we go. Turn
whether
up.
We come and record or not, I think I will add this to my Thursday evenings when I'm on this side of town. Absolutely.
We'll get more into the event a little later on. A couple things we want to talk about right now. Look, we're live at Lake Presidential, Road to Par. I just wanted to just say, I have not seen or played Lake Presidential for the 2019 season.
Oh.
Driving in and looking out on this patio.
Yes.
This course.
Yes.
LP.
They're getting it in.
Let's put it on the list, man.
Oh, you know, my goodness. I'll
still
to.
Be late, though.
Right. He can roll out of bed at 5 minutes before tea time and get here.
Vern lives right around. He lives in the Lake Presidential community.
Yep.
And we'll come in hot.
Yep.
But that's the putting green there. Which hole is this? Which fairway are we looking at?
To the left there, that's number
18.
That's 18 coming across the lake.
Yeah.
And that right there is number 9, the little...
Par 3.
That little par 3 there?
Oh, yeah. Because you got to hit across the water.
Yeah, when these golfers were struggling to get it done in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple guys out there right now trying to bring it in.
Right. I can't believe you haven't played. You played here, though, right?
Oh, it's been a long time ago. So the last time we played here, I believe it was Vern, LB, myself, and Coach B.
Okay.
You guys were at the driving range warming up. I came in. Coach B was in the parking lot waiting for me. If I'm not mistaken, I didn't even come into the clubhouse because I think Vern paid for everybody.
That was one of those events.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that was last year. I mean, again, we've mentioned this before on the podcast, but the Brown guys, Coach B and Vern, these are some generous.
Trying to take care of the homies, man.
I mean, these guys are some nice guys, man. I mean, you got to get one in your life, especially, you got to have a Brown in your life. A couple quick things. We've got to do a Manny Millions update from last week because we didn't. We didn't
for the
do
Memorial
one
tournament.
For the Memorial Tournament because we were – what course were we playing last week?
We were getting our ass kicked at Glendale. Well, let me phrase it. I was getting my ass kicked at Glendale.
I'm with you. We all were at that tiny short course.
It was ridiculous.
Don't worry about it, Falls Road. Yeah. You got something coming.
Yeah. And, by the way, we're coming back to Glendale. Glendale is not going to close down without us tearing that course out.
You even have to play it 3 or 4 times between now and September. Right. It's going to get got.
Yeah. We will shoot in the 80s at Glendale before it closes down. That's going to happen. Manny Millions from Memorial. Right. What do you got on that, LB?
Oh, so last week, the Manny Millions was, what was it called?
Memorial.
Memorial, thank you.
Yeah.
Patrick Cantlay?
Patrick Cantlay won.
Yeah, but who was that? Is that Jack or Arnold? Arnold's dead, right?
Yeah,
Arnold Palmer's dead.
Jack's place. Yeah.
Right, so it was Jack. Yeah. Right, okay. That was Jack's thing. So
may God rest Arnold Palmer's.
Right,
Yeah.
I never really liked that drink much anyway. I'm not a tea drinker.
Put a little bourbon in it. Outstanding.
Oh,
that's tea and the lemon.
I had it at a CDW golf tournament I did recently.
Okay.
They were giving them out on one of the holes. Great.
Oh, okay. The bourbon is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any specific brand or?
Good. No.
A good one. This is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Good brand.
No rot gut. We don't do rot gut on Golf DMV. All right. So last week's Manny Million was the winner. The last place winner was Mr. Ted Potter, Jr. He finished at +12. He won $17,600. and $54.
It's not bad.
Yeah, okay.
Not bad, right, right. He's 35 years old, 5'11", 200 pounds.
Whoa, 5'11", 200.
Yeah, he's a little portly fellow.
He's got some weight
with
him.
If you look at him on Instagram or any of the social medias, right. That really, as soon as you see his face, you go, oh, yeah, he's a portly guy. Yeah, I mean, he just got the look about him.
So when people say, hey, golf's not a sport, he's who they point to.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right, he cool. Built like Duffner almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And Daly. He's in that
approaching.
He's in that class of, mm-hmm. of fatness.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. So he's originally from Ocala, Florida, which is just 30 miles north of the Villages in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, your particular spot.
That's my retirement community. He currently lives in Silver Spring, Florida. He's married, got one rugrat. He turned pro in 2002, but he joined the tour in 2012.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now here we go.
Right.
Y'all ready?
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. So for you all who don't know, and I'm looking at you, Brendan, you may not know. So what we do is I give them a bunch of stats. And they try and figure out how much he's actually made in his career.
Right.
And we play a guessing game. So don't you say anything. See how you're looking at my notes. Okay?
All right. So 2012, right?
2012.
6 years. Okay.
Yep. He started. He joined the tour in 2012.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these are all PGA numbers. He played in 120 events.
Mm-hmm. 120.
Right? He only made 58 cuts. A little less than half.
Ooh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 48.5%, right. Something like mm-hmm. that.
Right.
49. He has two wins. Okay. He won the 2012 Green Bar. And the 2018 AT&T at Pebble Beach.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So he won two events. He has four top tens.
Mm-hmm. That's where you get your money.
Okay. Yep. And how much, what is his career earnings?
I'm going to go with $7.2 million.
Okay.
$4.5 million.
Vern would be the winner again at $5
million. I'm horrible at this. I have no concept of how much people make with it.
All right. The little blurb on him, he started playing golf at the age of two.
Oh, wow.
Two. Right.
Sounds like my son, man.
Barely walking, and he's got golf clubs.
In his hand.
Yep. So he never took formal lessons. His father was a golf course manager, and that's how he
kind of
got into the game.
Okay.
Right? Yep. So he turned pro right out of high school, too. He worked in the cart barn at Lake Diamond Golf and Country Club in Ocala, and that's how he saved up money to get on for his tour.
Okay,
he first played on the it's a Moonlight Tour in Florida,
right?
Okay.
So that's where he started.
He wasn't handed anything. He grinded.
He grinded to get on this tour.
Okay. He grinded to get the last place.
Oh, absolutely. No. Well, he got two wins.
Yeah, he got.
I mean, $5 million out of what 6 years? Was the 7 years?
That's not bad, right?
Yeah, that's, okay. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I think it might be almost about as much as I made in 7 years.
It might be.
I gotta go look at my tax records. I don't know. So his hobbies are hunting and fishing, and yeah, that's it. That's it about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But back to the tournament, though.
Right.
Keimer. We got to talk about Keimer.
Yeah, backed up a little bit, huh?
Oh, my God. He did Michael Jackson
moonwalk. Five-stroke lead?
I think he was a four. Yeah.
At the final round.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, I didn't even see him in the top five.
Right.
I didn't even watch the finish. I saw him up there. I was like, oh, we're good for Sunday. And then when I check in the evening, it's like, Patrick Gammon.
Let me tell you, there was a time for Martin Keimer where, so when Tiger was going through his whole situation.
Right.
Where it was like Graham McDowell, Luke Donald,
yes.
And Martin Keimer looked unbeatable
right.
for a moment there.
Yeah. Yep.
He just reminded me of like just some just kind of like German robot who
Pretty
was
much.
Just going to, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
He's automatic.
Exactly.
And the key word in that was robot.
Exactly. Like, I'm looking at this dude like, I'm not sure if he's going to lose
right.
in the next 5 years.
Right.
And he just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, it's been, they showed a stat, and I apologize to our listeners. I can't remember the exact number, but it was like some ridiculous number between wins since he last won. It was like 1,080 or
right.
it was like either 800 tournaments or 1,800 tournaments. It was some
wow.
ridiculous
right.
number
right.
that has gone past since he's had a win.
And
wow.
he almost yeah. and he almost got yeah. one, you know what I mean? But he couldn't finish
couldn't
it.
Hold
couldn't
on
wrap
to
it,
it
up. Yeah.
Hold,
yeah. I'm
it.
Just trying to remember. I think Jordan Spieth did all right.
He did.
Roy did not make the cut.
He had a terrible Sunday.
Yeah.
Because he was spraying the ball all over the place.
And that's been lately for him. He's late. Like,
in
tournaments where he's kind of in contention, mm-hmm. he just chokes it away on Sunday.
Really?
Yep.
I have no clue why that is.
Golf.
But, yeah, no, it's golf. Right, yeah, right, yeah, right, right, right. Yep. It's the same reason why we can do decent at Little Bennett and then stink
right.
it up at Glendale.
Glendale, 100%.
We all know how that struggle
yes,
is.
That would be LB. Thank you.
So there we go. So, listen, coming up, I know right now there's the RBC Canadian Open, but we're recording on a Thursday night here at Lake Presidential.
Right.
So
yep.
we won't review that. Maybe we'll do it the week after. Because
something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
at
the
some
next,
point later.
The next time that we're actually going to record, is going to, and by record, I mean just record. Like, why would I feel the need to say it twice as
yeah.
if
right.
one is more valid than the other?
But
yeah,
it is
know.
What it is.
But
yeah.
the next time we're going to record is going to be Father's Day weekend at Compass Point.
Right.
Golf DMV has two tee times set right. up Saturday and Sunday at Compass Point. Now, let me say this. We have some people who have just emailed in and who have hit us up on Instagram and asked to play,
right.
and we give them a tee time.
Yeah.
So if someone's listening to this and they mm-hmm. want to play with us Father's Day weekend,
yep.
just hit us
Saturday
up.
Or Sunday or both.
Yeah. Saturday, yes. Sunday, or both.
Come on yeah. out.
Reggie's
mm-hmm.
going to be out there. He hit me up. He's going to be there Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
I think Rick McCormick's going to be yep. there Sunday.
Oh, Slick Rick
mm-hmm.
is coming out.
And so we've got some tee times available right. Saturday right. and Sunday if yeah. you want to come out to Compass Point
right. Hang
and
out
play
with
us Father's right. Day weekend. Yep. By the way, the GM out there is going to join us on Sunday. He's going to record with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's got 6 TVs. One big one on the patio.
Okay.
And so if we want to hang around and watch the Open,
sure. oh,
we
perfect.
Can.
Look at
perfect.
That. Beautiful.
I will bring my cigars.
I'll bring my camera.
There
absolutely.
You go.
There yeah, we so
go.
We're going to have fun at Compass Point. So if you want to join us and you listen today, mm-hmm. just let us know. We'll put you up on
right.
the tee time. But these
okay.
are going fast.
Yeah.
Right.
And so.
Make a decision.
Exactly.
Get to your old lady and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Don't
it's,
ask the question.
It's Father's Day.
Tell
it
her what
Father's
you're
Day.
Doing.
So if you don't want to be around the family
right.
or your kids on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I believe.
Like a real father.
Yeah.
exactly.
And if you don't have kids, go ahead and make some. There's time.
right.
Get it done.
And then
you can put some in the
Day.
Oven.
Exactly. it's just so funny because it's like, you know, on Mother's Day, mom wants to spend time with the kids. Oh, get
right.
everybody together.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Father's Day,
right.
I want to play golf.
Right. I've seen you little bastards all week.
Sierra already knows, like, you know, listen, it's Father's Day weekend.
Yep.
It's going to be a golf doubleheader.
Right.
It is what it is.
That's
and
right.
So we're going to do that. So, yeah, we'll be at Compass Point, but we're going to play Falls Road coming up.
This Saturday.
Saturday.
This Saturday. Yep.
That's June 8th, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah,
June
so June 8th, this Saturday, we'll be at Falls Road. So we'll have a complete review of Falls Road a little bit later on because we're going to review Compass Point when we're there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a long way of getting around to the fact mm-hmm. that we've got to preview the Open Championship.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the Open Championship. The U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
It's going to be at Pebble Beach.
Is it Pebble Beach or not? It's not. It is Pebble Beach, not the other one. What's the other one out there? Because I think last week we said it wrong. I think we said it's not Pebble Beach. What's the other one? Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
at Torrey Pines.
It's
actually
Beach.
Is at
right.
Pebble Beach.
It
exactly.
is at Pebble
right.
Beach.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody texted me and said, hey, y'all, your date is wrong.
Right.
In the last podcast. Because I think we said Torrey Pines.
Okay.
And it was
okay.
should have been Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
But, you know,
right.
hey, we don't have an intern yet, so we can't do fact checking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But if you want to be an intern, just
yeah, exactly.
email golfdmv1@gmail.com.
And, right. and I'll do the interview process.
Oh, no.
He will not do the interview process. He will not, because I'm not taking on any
right,
lawsuits.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm not taking on any lawsuits.
Not going to be responsible for any.
No, that says she.
Absolutely. No. Here's the thing.
HR claims.
Yeah, understand this. LB takes care of merchandise for Golf DMV.
That's it.
And so we're not letting. So
I'm limited.
If Lawrence Brooks contacts you about an interview, don't go.
It's not real.
Do not go.
It's not real. Don't meet him.
Don't go. By the way, in any lawsuits, direct it to him.
Yeah.
Not Golf DMV, not Claude James.
We're not responsible
Vernon
for
yeah.
anything. Lawrence
absolutely.
Brooks. Yeah.
He's loosely affiliated with the show.
Start distancing yourself immediately.
Exactly. Like,
oh,
understand, he doesn't represent like me or Vernon.
Nope.
Again,
anything
that
comes in his mouth is not.
Exactly.
What is that saying? Go to disclaimer, go out of here.
Yeah. His views doesn't necessarily reflect
right.
the views of
right.
Golf DMV or anyone on the show.
100%.
At all. So we're going to get to the U.S. Open in
yep.
a second.
Yep.
I want to welcome Desiree Walker to the
yes,
show.
Yes, absolutely.
She's
can I get golf clap? Can we get golf clap?
Golf DMV.
Yeah.
Welcome Desiree Walker.
Thank you
can
thank
follow
you.
On Instagram, Road to Par. What a great event you put on here. I mean, at Lake Presidential. Number one, thank you so much for the invite or for
absolutely.
Allowing us to come, take a table, take up space, and record live here. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
You all are very welcome. I'm very honored that you all had the time and availability to come through.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following you all for a while, so I'm glad
thanks.
We were able to finally connect.
Absolutely. And by the way, I would say this. You've won over all three of us to these
mm-hmm.
Thursday
absolutely.
Events of Lake Presidential.
Oh,
I mean,
sense.
This is unbelievable.
I live 45 miles away.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, this is a long way, but I will be back for your other events.
Well, it's an open invitation. Anytime you all want to come back, love to have you. And like I said, once again, thank you again for coming.
Absolutely. He's in Gaithersburg. I'm in Silver Spring. Burn list.
I live here, so you know I'm going to be here.
Oh, even better. Even better.
Be prepared to see me.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
At least one PG County in the house.
That's right. I was raised, born and raised in PG County, but
that's why you don't lead it no more.
Right.
I said, dang, going at the county. So let's talk a little bit about your start with golf and on Instagram, your road to par, road, the number two par. Talk a little bit about golf and your start with golf and your events and things like that.
So my company is called Road to Par, and I'll just kind of start how the name came about. 5 years ago, I actually got into golf. A friend of mine said, hey, let's go to Topgolf. And it happened to be my birthday. And I said, I've always wanted to play, but no one played, right? My family didn't play. None of my friends played, except for my one friend who invited me out. And it was Topgolf in Alexandria. So went over, and when I tell you, I was literally blown away. I drank champagne, I ate, and I played golf. And I probably was there all of 8+ hours, closed the thing down.
It was you had a good time, man.
Listen, golf bug from the beginning of touching the club,
yes.
So after, you know, I started at Topgolf, I, within a week, had a beginner set. I believe it was an Adams women's set.
Uh-huh.
Came with a bag and needed that little extra part. And then, like, within another week, I had a travel bag. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I love to travel. So I said, okay, golf is amazing. It was some beautiful views. Mm-hmm. I think one of the first clubs I started playing was Stonewall in Northern Virginia.
Yes, yeah. I know that one.
Off of Lake Manassas.
Yep.
And when you talk about beautiful views, I mean, it doesn't get any better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the sunsets, even getting up early to go play golf, you had the sunrise with
the golf.
And I was hooked, right?
Okay.
So getting to, you know, at the end of the day, I said, okay, how can I incorporate this into my life? I have a unique story because I did have a regular job, a government job, you know, like most of us here in the DMV. But I started calculating, right?
Quick question. Are you native to the DMV?
I'm a native Washingtonian.
Oh, sweet.
I want to make that distinction. There's the DMV, and then you got Washington, D.C.
Right. So yeah.
You're really from D.C. Okay.
I'm really from D.C.
So where'd you grow up?
Northeast D.C.
Okay, which part? Because I'm from Northeast, too. So if you know where Children's Hospital is, right? Or Washington Hospital Center.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan Avenue, North Capitol Street.
Uh-huh.
One street down from Michigan on North Capitol is Girard Street. That's where I grew up. 22.
So you know Fort Totten?
Yeah.
So I'm from Michigan Park.
Michigan Park. Michigan Park is in the house.
Real D.C. people in here.
You might hit on a few go-go tracks, you know.
If we're going to do that, my initial home was on Minnesota Avenue and C Street.
Minnesota,
just so
though.
Just so we know. I'm just saying. Even though I spent most of my maturation in PG County, I'm an original D.C. homeboy.
Thank you.
I was born in England, so I don't
it.
Have anything to contribute.
In England?
Oh, right.
I remember that.
Yeah. Military?
Yeah, military.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So far away.
Okay, that's I'm sorry. Right.
That's
right
all
right.
Ahead. No.
Michigan Park is in the house.
Yeah,
let's
I mean,
go.
Listen, I love D.C. D.C.'s home. I have left twice for undergrad, and second time is 6 months after I started playing golf. I went to golf school.
No.
Oh, really?
I found a school where I could learn how to play, learn how to teach, learn the entire business of golf, and it was in Myrtle Beach.
Wow.
Good place for it.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was called the Golf Academy of America.
Okay.
It was had a robust military program because the military personnel could use their GI Bill. So I was there for a year and a half, and I played 200 rounds 1 year.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
So I pretty much played all the golf courses that were still open down there. And I mean, I practiced, I ate, slept, just dreamed golf.
Mm-hmm.
I went through probably 2 or 3 major club changes. Mm-hmm. So from my Adams within maybe a year, I went to Mizuno Women's.
Uh-huh.
It was like a more competitive aspect, not the beginner.
Mm.
Right.
But then my swing speed, once I finally learned how to swing the club, went up even more.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to TaylorMade M2 regular shaft steel.
Okay.
They had a React steel, so it was a little bit lighter.
Uh-huh.
And I literally just made a change recently to men's senior. graphite.
Right.
So I don't play 200 rounds anymore. But yeah, the school was amazing, and I met some most amazing people. I learned truly what golf business looks like. And each market is different. So a lot of people say, well, golf, golf, golf. No, no, no. D.C. golf is different than Myrtle Beach golf. Than Northern Michigan golf, and, you know, I finished the program. I came back to the D.C. area and actually ended up working at Congressional in golf operations for a little bit. So I was blessed. You know, I was able to play some really nice courses, learn a lot. And the staff and other golf professionals were amazing. Once you kind of dial in how to speak golf, and I got, you guys know how it is. You walk into a pro shop, they didn't know if you play golf or you don't. So
but they can tell real quick.
Oh, very quick. I never forget, I was going to New York on a day trip to check out a business called Golf Manhattan. So for cities that they have limited greenery, if you will, there are a lot of indoor lounges. We actually just had one open up in D.C. called City Swing. Great, great opening of that. Tari Cash, the owner, another black female. Amazing, right? So when I checked it out, I went there, and I had a friend of mine with me, and she was kind of put off. When we walked in the door, the guy was not very personable. You know, so golf kind of has this, like, oh, I play golf, you know.
Stuck-up attitude type
Very. And it's very off-putting for people who don't play. Especially, and let's be honest, minorities, right? If we're not behind the counter, it's a whole different conversation.
It is.
So there's a cultural barrier to entry, a financial one, and potential arrogance.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm actually going to debunk the financial one. If you love something, if you like something, you're going to spend money on it.
And you'll make time for it.
Listen, from the people who bowl every week. For the people who collect sneakers and do all that. There's a whole different aspect, right? So you could spend $300 on a pair of Jordans. And I love, you know, listen, I love the look of a Jordan golf shoe, so I'm not knocking Jordan. But you can also spend $300 and get a used pair of clubs that can last you for five or more years.
But you know, that's so true, because I was explaining to a couple friends of mine, and my wife was, like, literally co-signing, like, you do find time and money for whatever you want. Like, golf is literally the only thing in life I do for fun. Like, you know what I mean? Everything else is either work or whatever, but, like, it's what I like to do. You know what I mean? And so I'll spend 5 hours on a course, or I'll spend a couple hundred dollars on some clubs, and we just went to Las Vegas on a golf trip. Like,
I saw great pictures.
This is what we, this is what I do for fun. And so, like, if that's what you do, you're going to spend money on it.
Well, and so, you know, within, say, 4 or 5 months, I came back from golf school with this knowledge. I actually took the LPGA teaching test with a great friend of mine, Robin, who is out in Raspberry Falls. She's a teaching pro out there.
Nice course.
And she's an awesome teacher. She's doing amazing things out there. And we took the test together. We both passed. My trajectory was, I'm from D.C. I need to have a livable wage living in D.C. So I decided to go back to work. Because with golf, I mean, you just, you have to gain traction, right? For most of us, it's a great hobby. Some of us, it's a great hobby and business. But ultimately, you have to spend a good amount of time to make it a profitable business.
So it can be a tough way to make a living.
It can be, right? So it depends on what avenue you pick. As a teaching pro, obviously, like anything, if you're a teacher, it takes time. I just saw two amazing brothers made it to Mastery PGA. I apologize, I don't remember their names. But it was a big deal. You know, online, a lot of people were giving them congratulations. But the fact that it was two brothers. And it's taken that long, and we don't have that many, speaks volumes.
We're very underrepresented.
I mean, it's a small percentage. I mean, I think women make maybe 20%. Don't quote me on that. Minorities may make 5%. That's, that just tells you there's a lot of room left out there for growth for us and by us. So I ended up going back to work. But, you know, part of my journey is I started a blog at one point called Road to Par, and I started chronicling everything I was doing from swing analysis. I got TPI certified. Have you guys ever heard of TPI? Titleist Performance Institute. Basically, breaking down your swing, how a golf swing should be from point A to point B. And it goes into, like, the fitness and all that. But you know, I went through all of it. And I decided that teaching would be great when I retire.
Right. When you move to Florida and play golf every day.
Yeah. But and now I'm just going to create events and do consulting and help other people get involved. So I do a lot of connectivity with other up-and-coming businesses or established businesses.
Nice.
They're,
such as Golf DMV, by the way. Everybody's like, that's what Rosa Park Golf DMV get together. This is how we do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? It's all about connecting. And sometimes we're afraid to do so, but I have no problem sending an email or a text and saying, hey, I'm so-and-so. I would love to connect, right? And so, like, I'm probably about 2 or 3 years back, and we're doing events out here at Lake Presidential.
Yeah.
So we have every Thursday happy hour. I found that cigars and golf go hand in hand at times. So I have a great supporter. Tinderbox of Waldorf is one of my sponsors.
Okay. Sweet.
I've been running their golf tournament out here every September for the past 4 years since I've been back.
Nice.
Which is up September 7th. So if you guys are interested in seeing what else we have going on, go to road, R-O-A-D, the number 2-P-A-R.com. So it's real easy, roadtopar.com. And we have the happy hours every Thursday starting today. So today is the kickoff.
Right.
And then
a
we
big crowd, very nice crowd here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Listen, my whole point on Road to Par is people wait for people to go to golf, right? So golf says, come to us. We're great.
Right.
But in all actuality, sometimes you got to take golf to people, right? And
right.
show them how great it is. Because it really is a magical sport. I could talk about it all day long. And so, but I'm very blessed and pleased, and I've met some amazing people along the way. So many, I probably couldn't name them all right now. But if you check out the website, my social media, I try to tag people. I try to, you know, hit people on and say, hey, these people are doing great things. You know, you don't have to go to just golf now, which is still good, but there's people within our own community. And then people who want to help our community, right?
Right.
I'll give you one more case in point. There's a great, great golf tournament coming up called 100 Birdies, I believe. And don't quote me on that, but it's my brother's keeper. So you guys familiar with Obama's organization? July 1st, they have a tournament that will be at TPC Potomac. And we've been working with them and got some really exciting stuff working. And being able to say, hey, we have it. Come, you know, come introduce yourselves.
Right.
Come tell us what you're doing and give back to the community. Get young black men involved. Get young black children involved because it's so many opportunities and we just want to give back.
I think it's, I just want to say, I think it's dope that you brought back the knowledge from Myrtle Beach and had it, I guess you just had a natural inclination to share that with the community here because so many people would go down there, do that, get connected, and then just be out.
Go to Florida or go some other state and not bring it back to this area.
Right. I mean, people try. And like, I'll give you this. People do try.
Okay.
And it's just, it really is tough.
Right.
You know, in Florida, it is quicker to hop in a fight to Jamaica or do something and play golf there than it is here in the DMV, right?
That's right.
We're very government-driven. We're very, you know, here we're driven. I think that's the best word.
Right.
And so for me, it's complementing that drive,
right?
Our young people to say, you know, come out and caddy somewhere. Caddy was once our thing. It helped a lot of people get scholarships. And it's nothing wrong with it because you also learn how to play. And you do play.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be just caddy, but just learning golf operations, you know, from food and beverage. The young lady out here at Lake Presidential who runs food and beverage has been amazing. We've worked together for years. And she didn't play golf, but she knows a lot about the community. And so we have a great working relationship.
Right.
So, you know, my thing is just if anybody wants to connect, wants to learn more, eventually the next step to Road to Par is we'll be getting interns like you all said. And just try to connect with local universities. And eventually I would like to start a curriculum kind of teaching how to talk golf. How to talk the business of golf.
Right.
No matter who's in your cart, right?
Right.
4 hours in a car with somebody, you learn a lot real fast.
That's true. You make a lot of connections.
And you meet a lot of people from different backgrounds playing golf. That's one of the things I've liked about golf. When I didn't have friends, when I first started, I didn't have anybody to play with, so I would play with whoever they pair me with. I played with CIA, you know, operatives and yeah. people who couldn't speak English. I mean, it was really, you know, right. people who get, now I kid you not, people who step out of chauffeur limousine, step out of the mm-hmm. limousine, and I played with these people.
Right.
right.
So obviously we're in different tax brackets, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
But we have a common goal here is to get this ball in the hole.
We all like to get our ass kicked the same way.
Exactly. What I've seen professionally is I've literally worked with people who in a normal situation may not even say much to you.
Right.
The minute you start talking golf,
right.
oh, they'll sit
your
down.
Best friend.
Wait,
best friend.
I'll do you one better. Yeah. Yeah. As soon as you can hit that ball better than they can, listen. They're like, are you available on this day for this tournament?
And, I need a ringer.
Next time you're in Bahamas, look me up.
You're right. You're right. Yeah.
And,
that's the way it is.
It really is a great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for women. I love to see more women get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, what do you think we got to do to get more women involved? And, like, you know, what's some of the biggest hindrances there? I mean.
So we as women physically and mentally take on a lot more than men do, right? So we are considered to be the providers for support. Mm-hmm. Mentally and physically, we're mm-hmm. considered to be providers for our children, for our family. For instance, I don't have any kids, but if I had a brother and our mother was ill, who do they look at to take care of it?
That's true.
Yeah. Women.
That's true. Yeah.
So
yeah.
for us,
yeah.
we have oftentimes society puts a little bit more responsibility on our shoulders.
100%.
And I'm not saying that's a wrong thing or a bad thing. It's just how it is.
It's a thing. Right?
And so for women to disconnect and disassociate is out of the norm. Right.
right?
So I think part of that is letting women know it's okay to say, hey, mommy needs a day, or mm-hmm. sis needs a day, or auntie needs a day.
Right.
Because as you guys know, when you step over that ball, the only thing most men think about is hitting that ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
With
yeah.
women, we got, okay, did I pay this bill? Did I turn off the lights? Did I turn the pot off? Did I, you know, did I book that trip that I said I was going to book? Did the boss, you know, I am the boss. Wait, did I do this? You know, there's a million things in our heads.
It's so funny you say that because when I'm traveling with my wife and we're doing something, she's like, you know, hey, do you think Manny, you know, our son, do you think Manny said something? I'm like, hadn't thought about him all day.
Exactly. And so, I mean, it really does for women take a little bit more to train the mind to really say quiet, to focus just on that ball. Mm-hmm. Whereas guys are like, I got the ball in front of me. Let's go.
Right. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You know,
for the next 5 hours, all we're thinking about is golf.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And women can achieve it. It just takes time because you're really breaking a associative norm aspect to our lives. Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I think more women should. I think that to be able to say, I'm going to take 2 hours, 4 hours, and just go from there.
We got to get a Golf DMV Road to Par women's group together because I know women who would want to play, but they're like, I don't feel like going to the driving range and being the only woman.
There's a lot of people who are looking to do things. I've got a few things working. I had the great pleasure of playing recently with the historic Wake Robin Golf Club. So
I saw you on Instagram.
Yes, it was their scholarship fund. And so my alma mater for high school is Elizabeth Seton High School.
Oh, right there in Bladensburg.
Yes.
My sister went there for you.
I am a Bladensburg High School graduate. They were down the street from us.
And one of the young ladies who actually was the WCAC championship for golf was from Seton.
Nice. Okay.
And she was there, and it was just an amazing experience to see all these women who historically have just paved the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so connecting with those groups, right? Connecting with the Tiffany Fitzgeralds out of Black Girls Golf in Atlanta. Connecting with her.
Okay. I follow them on Twitter. Instagram as well.
Yeah, okay. Clemmy Perry from Women of Color Golf. To be able to connect with them is just truly amazing. And so that's the ultimate goal. And I apologize if I left anybody out. And I meet so many great people. The deal is we're all on this road to par together.
Right.
So how do we help each other? How do we push each other? And essentially, par and beyond, right? So
just let me get the par first. Let me get par first.
Listen, right. I have had a hole in one already.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Thank you. 24 out, me and you, high five. Thank you.
Look, thanks, Laurel Hills, number 11. I won't forget that.
Laurel Hills. Be coming out to Laurel Hills pretty soon.
Nice.
Tomorrow weekend.
You'll see my name on the plaque in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Like,
we'll take a picture beside it. We'll post it on
Facebook. I would love to see it. But, I mean, we're all out here together.
Right.
And that's the whole point, right?
Yep.
So I look forward to continually growing with people, helping people pull up and learn more, and any way I can give back and get people involved, I'm totally here for it.
Nice. All right. Cool. Oh, my good. Road to Pilot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the invite. I mean, this is a really, really nice event.
Yeah.
I just wish it wasn't 45 miles away. Honestly, you know what I mean? For real.
We're having a good time, man. Wow. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much, Desiree. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Look forward to more partnerships with us. I mean, you know, Golf DMV is definitely a supporter.
Yeah, we got to get you out some more gear out here.
Yeah. We'll get some. Oh, some merch? Oh, did somebody say something about merch?
Yeah, you supposed to have more merchandise.
There's merch?
Yeah, there's merch.
That's a fact. What I'd like to do is give you one of these bags.
Aw, that's for you.
I also want to give you your choice between a gray hat or a black hat. It's totally up to you.
You can't go wrong with black.
There you go. There we go.
Always bet on black. Isn't that what they say?
Bet on black.
We'll lay this on the table. And if anybody want to come out and grab some, they can feel free to.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you, really appreciate it. Well, thank you all. Sincerely, I do appreciate it.
What a great event. Mm-hmm. There we go. So before we close this podcast, guys, we want to make sure that we talk about the Open Championship. The U.S. Open, which is coming up.
U.S. Open.
Father's Day weekend. It's hard to say anybody other than Brooks Koepka is going to win a major, right?
Pretty much.
He's not going to win because he just won.
Yeah.
He just won recently. He's not going to.
Big game Brooks, babe.
I don't know.
Can't go against him.
Now, again, his name is Brooks,
right?
So of course I got his back,
right?
But he is not going to win two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Anybody want to take my money? You want to put some money down?
How much?
You tell me. $100.
$100.
That's how sure I am. He's not going to win. 20.
Let's do 20.
Okay. 20. Hold on. Okay. Everybody, there we got it on camera.
$20.
$20.
$20. Okay.
Big game Brooks. I just signed up. So you know what my prediction is. What about you?
Here's the thing. So it's so hard. I understand Lawrence's logic with the whole thing. Brooks just won. He's not going to do it again.
Right.
But that's been the story even last year. Well, he just won.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the story for, what was the one he
The British. Was the British? He was in the lead, and then he screwed it up or
exactly.
whatever. And Molinari who won, right?
Molinari. I don't mean to be a get-wit, but I feel like Koepka's going to win this one, too.
You want $20, too?
Let's do it.
I'll take it. Okay.
$20. This is a foolish bet.
It is.
Because
it
we're
really
taking
is.
One after, guy, after and he's taking on everyone.
Right.
Yeah, he takes
a fifth. Y'all, so I'm making $40 on next Sunday.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We should have got some
money.
Y'all ain't winning.
We
should have went. We'll take Brooks Koepka. You've got to take four other guys.
So the odds is Brooks is 13. He's leading 13-2.
Right.
13-2. He's the lead.
Baby. You know what he do?
He ain't gonna win.
You're actually taking the field.
Yeah.
And if anyone other than Brooks Koepka wins,
I'm good.
Then you get $20.
You owe me $20.
I said you're not gonna win.
You both owe me $20.
El Tigre.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Tiger's not gonna win.
He not winning.
Nah. Well, Tiger's. Well, he's in third place at 10-1, but I don't believe he's gonna win either.
Yeah.
Now, what I did hear, and I, you know, because
so
I don't
taking?
Do a lot of research.
Well, after you give, yeah, who are you?
Oh, somebody other than Brooks Koepka.
No prediction.
That's who I
want for everybody, but
anybody but Brooks, which is a damn shame. I got to go against my name.
So just real quick, I wanted to get you guys' reaction to just two of these quotes. Every year, you know, the whole conversation about USGA running the Open.
Right.
The Golf Digest put out a great article. I encourage people to go read it, where they did an anonymous survey. Some people don't like that. But listen to one major champion. He says, quote, "Let's be honest. Since Chambers Bay, it's been a disaster every year." And I'll just read you one more. A coach of major champions said, "It's like the NCAA running professional football."
Wow.
So what do you think? What do you think the conference? Because I guess the PGA is the one who puts on the tours every week.
Right.
And then for the Open, the USGA comes out and tries to make it play to par.
Let me say this. I agree 100%. Because they purposely make these courses unfairly difficult.
Right.
It's
right.
one thing for a course to be difficult.
Right.
I mean, I'm trying to remember the year. With the
Chambers Bay?
So fast.
Yeah, but there was balls rolling off greens.
You couldn't stop it on the green.
When you're not rewarded for a good shot.
Right.
That's unfair.
That's a problem. Right.
When a guy's putting that ball right at the pin and then it's rolling off the green.
Right.
You know, almost out of bounds.
Right.
It's like that's, you're not rewarded for a good shot. We want to see good play. I'm fine with seeing certain struggles.
Right.
But when it's purposely unfairly difficult,
right.
I agree 100% with the players.
Me?
100%.
Okay. Me too.
So there was a a quote that I kind of read where Tiger was saying how he hopes the green, the rough is high. He wants it to be a penalty if you go into the rough because right. his strategy is he going to iron him to death.
Okay.
Because he's striping his irons right now. So right. he's thinking, I can go in and hit 4-wood and 5-wood, be in the middle of the fairway.
Right.
My iron game is tight. I'm going to blow these guys out who are going to be hitting drivers and 3-woods off the tees.
Right. Right.
Because when they be spraying it, they're going to get penalty from going into the rough.
Right.
So he wanted it. He wants it that way.
I don't mind. Yeah. I'm with Claude, just briefly. I'm with Claude mm-hmm. in that I don't mind. And you, essentially, mm-hmm. agreeing that I don't mind being penalized for a bad shot.
Right.
It should be a court. But if you're, 6 inches off the fairway, the penalty should be a little less than if you're
exactly.
20 yards into the fairway.
100%. I agree with you, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then
because I felt that way at Little Bennett. You know what I mean?
It wasn't excessively
long.
Hole 9 was tough.
But I think because we played early and it was mm-hmm. damp.
Yeah.
Plus a little bit of height on it. Once your ball was in a rough, you was in a word.
Yeah.
That word I like to use that I'm not going to say right now.
Right.
You was that.
Yeah, you was bleeped.
You was short.
Yeah, you was bleeped.
Yeah. We self-censor here on golf.
Yeah, so the last thing I'll say about it, to that comment about the USGA versus mm-hmm. the PGA, I do agree. There's another comment in an article, I won't find it, but mm-hmm. to paraphrase, a guy basically, one of the major champions basically said, listen, the PGA does this every week in, week out.
Right.
Let them
do it.
Let the guys who do this week in, week out, USGA, you set up once a year and you come out here and try to ruin these courses. I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
No, 100%.
Yeah, I would like to see a score. I would like to see a score like at minus 10, 12.
Okay.
Because that means that, you had to get some – you had some good days in there.
Right.
Everybody wasn't just shooting plus 2 or plus 3.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to see some scoring. So I need
to – we don't
to,
want it to be a murder fest. And we also want to be, 2010 when you're Rory won here at Congressional.
Right. Exactly.
And he just destroyed.
Yeah, we don't want to see anybody, winning at 25.
I want to see them – I like seeing some struggles because I struggle – every time I play golf.
Right.
So it's good seeing the pros struggle too.
Absolutely.
But
Within reason. Yeah.
Right. Let's not make this a slugfest type thing. You know what I mean? If I can see somebody win a 10, minus 10, minus 12, that means that they, they were probably 2 and 3 and 4
under
on a daily basis. Yep. They weren't killing the course, but they made some shots.
And 70s.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
So now who do you have winning?
Anybody other than Brooks. I'm looking down the list, and I'm trying to see somebody who I like, okay? So I'm going to start from the top.
You don't have to be a long hitter to win here.
No, you don't.
No, you got to be precise.
Yeah,
and that's why Tiger was saying he wanted the rough to be high because he feel like
it'll
favor him because his iron play has been quote-unquote on
Big
point.
Game Brooks going to put it right on the green, baby. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about
Maybe. I watched now with the RBC. He's playing in the RBC.
Yeah.
Right. And I think he was even.
He's not going to make the cut.
Yeah, he's minus 7.
He's not a major. He won't make the cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He don't even care. So I'm going down. These are the top half of me. I'm going to read some.
Okay.
So number one is Brooks. This is favorite to win. So Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods is 3. Rory McIlroy is 16-1 at 4.
Ooh.
Patrick Cantlay. Who just
so
won
many
last
people
week.
Want to see Rory win another match. I mean, he's got a lot of golf commentators
right.
just rooting for
so
him.
So Cantlay and Spieth are both 16-1. Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, Manny's boy.
I feel like Ricky could win
one.
This one. Because he's decent with the irons. He can putt.
He can.
He can putt his butt off.
John Rahm is next.
Where Jason at, baby?
At 25-1, we got Rahm, Justin Thomas, Xander Soufflé, which I like to call him, and Tommy Fleetwood, and Jason Day. Those are all at 25-1. 30-1, we got Francisco Molinari, Hideki
Matsui,
Phil Mickelson, Tony Finau, Adam Scott.
Francesco
those are your 30-1.
Is another one you got
to
watch out.
I would love to see
because he's a good iron player.
Mm-hmm. If I had to pick a guy who just offers sheer likability, I would like to see Tony Finau win. Because he's never won a major.
Right.
He's only got one win, I think, as a pro.
Right.
But he's been – I mean, he stays like in the top 10, top 15.
He's in the mix.
You know what I mean?
Contention.
So, and I would – he seemed like a decent guy, too. And I read some of his backstory coming up and everything. So, I would like to see him win.
Yeah.
Adam Scott, hell no, I don't want to see him win. Kuchar, 50-1. Paul Casey, I don't like him either, 50-1.
Is there a reason you like Paul Casey?
Yeah, he's just – can I say this on the podcast?
He looks like a guy you wouldn't like. You can say it. So, guys, here's the thing. I might delete what he says next.
Right. Okay.
But I won't delete me saying this. And so if I say, okay, LB, go ahead and say what you say, you guys may not even hear it because I may delete it. But I'm not going to delete this because it's funny for people to hear that I'm going. I may delete it. Go ahead. Right, he's what? I just deleted everything he said, guys. I just deleted it. We're not going to
have this. Okay. Patrick
Reed. Well, why do you think that about him?
You ever seen him? Look at him on TV. He just look at him. He looks like that.
Oh, wow.
Next time you see him, the way just he look at him.
If I could paraphrase, I think he just said he's not a brave man.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
He's soft.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Sergio Garcia, 80-1.
And he's saying that by the way he looks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And he talks. I mean, he's just, he's like British or something. He's, what, you know what else dudes,
we
man.
We taking out the entire UK?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, I am. Okay. Brent Snedeker is 80-1. So that's the end of the, they don't go any further than that.
So you're picking Tony Finau?
I would like to see Tony win. Yeah.
Who are you picking?
Tony Finau. Okay, but Tony Finau and anybody else other than Brooks.
That's our bet.
That's my bet.
Unfortunately for Tony, he's playing in a major with Brooks Koepka.
We talk about my money now.
How wild would it be if Brooks wins this one?
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? But on the flip side of that, if he won, I would gladly hand both of you $20.
I believe it.
Why? Because his name is Brooks. It's a win-win for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Road to Par events, great at Lake Presidential on Thursday night. Make your way out here. You'll hear more partnerships between Road to Par.
Yeah, we're gonna do. We need a partnership with them for real.
Absolutely,
for real. It's a really lovely event.
And Desiree Walker, I said, I mean, what a great person.
Yes, she is. She is. And I haven't. I've never heard either male or female who got hooked into the game and went to those depths.
I mean, she was like,
is what I'm doing. This is my calling, and I'm going to make it happen. No, people don't normally do that.
No.
Unbelievable.
Like people like Bill Gates, they have a vision and they make that stuff happen. Right. So see how I caught myself too?
Mm-hmm. Look at LB. Self-censoring himself after several drinks.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Still catching myself. You know, it's pretty good.
By the way, what are you puffing on? What are you smoking?
I had, the one I just smoked, I don't have anymore. So now. Yeah, the tieback. But this is another tieback I have that I'm ready to smoke now. It's a red eye.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be next one. Well, as soon as we get done here, I'm going to go out there and finish this off and then go home and crash.
All right.
And I mean that literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Bert, what about yourself? What were you?
I didn't smoke today because I got to go home and hug my children.
Right.
I'm going to make sure I get pictures of cigars when we're out there on the course in Falls Road. I'm going to break out the Padron.
Okay.
1926.
We'll be doing it. Yeah. See, now, I like that cigar.
It's going to get you high.
It will. Yeah.
Which one was the one that you gave me a couple years ago?
Ooh,
and I didn't know what I was doing. I threw up. But anyway. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm like, wait a minute.
You don't smoke it like a joint.
That's the thing. It's like a legit drag. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, where we go. So anyway, guys, you'll hear more from us. Look, all these Road to Par events, you guys got to come out here and support what's going on with Desiree Walker. And we'll catch you guys next time on Golf D&B.
Later.
Good night.
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof.